Kathleen Levy, who writes for the Lansing State Journal. She's the awesome writer who covers a lot of education stories. Kathleen, what do you think? Sooner or later, we're going to need a new high school built in Lansing?
Well, new buildings are kind of I think some people think that it would be easier to close either Eastern or Sexton or both of those buildings if there was a new building. The fact is that, you know, it would cost a certain amount of money, $40, $50, $60 million. There needs to be, I guess the district has some land on the north end of town that they could use for that purpose if they wanted to. And this, of course, was recommended 3 years ago by a task force that was headed by Dave Hollister that talked about right-sizing the district. So it's not the newest idea out there.
Are they dragging their feet on this issue and dealing with it?
Well, here is at that time, the board decided not to address that issue. I think because it is so painful to close a high school that this issue has kind of come back up and saying, look, we have two old buildings that both need $18, $17 million worth of repair. What if we just invested that kind of money in a new building? This could not happen without voters approving a bond issue to raise money for it, however.
Kathleen, just wanted to get your sense on what we've seen lately. I believe the last time we talked, I asked you, do you think that the Board of Education is finding some love for each other and some common ground in the short term with what you've seen? Do you see some progress being made and some togetherness, if you will?
I think there is maybe some togetherness, but I'm not sure they are all the way where they need to be. Guillermo Lopez did ask everyone to think of the children and remind themselves that they were representatives of the children of the district at the last meeting. I think the next few months are going to be crucial with so many big issues. They've got the budget, the superintendent search, and negotiations with teachers and other employee groups coming up. So I think the next 3-4 months are going to be very crucial.
Kathleen Levy writes for LSJ.com. Kathleen, thanks so much. And I know the kids are home today. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks.